Tani chapter 5, Mishnah 11, carrying on with the widow, with the confession, Kachol mitzvoisech ashet sivisani, according to all your commandments which I've commanded you, ha'im hiktish masashani larishon ani yachol esvados. What this is referring to is that he can't change the order of the tithes that he gives. So he can't give masashani, the second tithe, before the first tithe. He has to give it in order, as we've mentioned before. He had to give truma, and you know, and then to the levy, etc. He had to go in the proper order. La'avati mitzvoisech, I've not transgressed your commandments. Lo hifrashti mimin al sha'enu minoy, I did not separate tithes from one sort of produce for another. Sort, not from produce which has been harvested for produce which hasn't been harvested, all the other way around. You have to tithe for produce which was harvested for other produce which was harvested, and not from the new year crop for the old year crop, all the other way around. You have to tithe from the same year for that year. Lo shachachti, and I have not forgotten. This refers to lo shachachti mil varechcha. I didn't forget to make the blessing. There was a brocha that the person said when they took the tithes. Umlahaske shimcha lav, and I did not forget to mention your name. So the brocha was, he brings avliya brocha to Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to separate trumas and masras. That was the blessing that he would say.